Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Hagoyim ha'ovdim es ha'harim. Ovdim Avodah Zarah who worship mountains, sagvois, high peaks. Hein mutarim, those mountains are mutar. They don't become Avodah Zarah. You can plant there, you can cut stones out of those mountains. Anything that is mechuber, that is connected, says the Batnura, does not become asur. Umashalayim, but what's on the mountain, asurim. So if they covered it with silver or gold, that's asur b'ana. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, loisach, what you shouldn't crave, you shouldn't have a taiva for kesev azov aleihem v'lakachta. The silver and gold that is on them, that teaches us the ornaments of the Avodah Zarah are asur. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, let's take a closer look at the pasuk. Eloheim al heharim, the gods that are on the mountains. V'lo yaharim eloheim, not if you turn the mountain itself into an Avodah Zarah. Eloheim al hagvois, they're gods on the hills, not the hill itself. Now Rabbi Yossi Aglili himself asks Akasha. We're dashing the pasuk eloheim al heharim, v'lo yaharim eloheim. Only the Avodah Zarah on the mountain becomes asur, not the mountain itself. But it also says, Tachas Kaleitz Ranan, Eloheim. So why don't we darshan what's underneath the leafy trees become Avodah Zarah, but not the tree itself? Yet we know for a fact that there is a very famous Avodah Zarah tree. The Torah says, Beferish, you have to chop it down. And a Sheira tree. So I don't understand. Umnipneima Asheda Asura, why is the Asheda tree Asur? Why don't I dash in the same way? What's under the tree is Asur, but not the tree itself. Evid Mishnah, an Asheda tree is different. A person plants it. It comes about through a person intervening. No one plants a mountain. Would you plant a tree? V'chol sheyesh ba tfisa si de adam Asur. If a person is involved, then it's asur b'ana. The Batanura explains, Rabbi Yossi holds, a tree that was first planted, stam as a tree, and then you, or someone else, bows down to the tree, turns it into an Avodah Zarah, it's asur. But the Tanakhama doesn't hold that way. Tanakhama holds, if when you planted it, your kavana was not for it to be an Avodah Zarah, and someone else comes along and says, this tree, I'll turn it into my Avodah Zarah, Itaka does not become an Avodah Zarah. That's the same as a mountain. Zokt de Mishnah Vayter. Omar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ani Oivin, I will give you to understand the Lashon of Bina. Chachma Bina Vidas. Havana, to understand. Ani Oivin V'odin Lefanecha. I'm going to explain to you Pshat in the Pasik. The Pasik of V'sachas Kaleitz Nani. You have to understand that according to your Shita, we don't know yet what this pasuk teaches us. And the answer is, the pasuk is teaching us, Kol makom shatam maitza hargavaya, wherever you find a high mountain. V'givanisa, and these high hills, v'eitzadana, and this leafy, like juicy, you know, moist tree, which tends to be like green the entire year. Some explain, da'i yishano sheyesham avodah zarah. These are simonim to know, these are the places that the Avodah Kechavim used to place their avodah zarahs. So you should know to look for it and to be mevayer it. So quickly, chazring over what we learned. In our Mishnah, we said that karka, or something that is connected to the ground, does not become Avodah Zarah. So if the Avodah Kechavim serve mountains and hills, it's still mutter. You can plant on it. You can take rocks from it. But if they cover it with something, like gold or silver, then it's asur b'ana. The Pasuk says, Loisachmet kesev azov aleihem, that is on the Avodah Zarah. V'lakachta, you should take it for yourself. So even if the Avodah Zarah is something which is connected, it doesn't become asur b'ana, but things that are on it for niceness do become asur b'ana. Same is true for utensils that serve the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili dashes the pasuk this way, Eliheim aleharim, but v'leharim Eliheim. They're gods on the mountains, not if their mountains are gods though. If they bow down to the mountain does not become Asur. The Pasuk doesn't say, Es Eloheim Haharim Vagvois. It says Esalihayim al Haharim. That's on the mountains. Parts that are not connected to the ground. The Waibazai Sidam Yasek really like asks on himself, why isn't a Sheira tree Yasser? And the Pasuk says, Vaiter Vesachas Kalitz Ranan. So we could also darshan only gods that are under the leafy trees, not the leafy trees themselves. Yet we know the Torah says, Asheira trees are Asr. It says, Vashareim Tegadeon, you have to cut them down. And the answer is, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the tree is different than the mountain because a person plants it. That's called Tfisas Yidei Adam. Then Rabbi Kiva explained to us, you know what we learned from these psukim? Because Rabbi Yossi Aglili Lamais doesn't tell us what we learned from the Pasuk of Asachas Kaleitz Ranan, under every leafy tree. And the answer is, Pasuk is giving us advice. You want to know where to find the Avodah Zarah? Wherever you find the Har Gavaya and this moist green tree, you should know that's where the Yavdei Kechavim placed their Avodah Zarah. And you have the mitzvah of seeking it out and destroying it.